Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. DEC refutes claims of summoning Dally Solungu. Lusaka City Council commits 76 street vendors to fast-track court. London-bound passenger plane carrying 242 people crashes. FAS president happy over elite referees member association course. Now the news in detail. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, says it is saddened by the false claims circulating through various media platforms in which Nkandu Luo has alleged that the commission on Wednesday, 11th June 2025, did summon and interrogate Mr. Dally Solungu, son to the late 60th President of the Republic of Zambia, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. In a statement, Drug Enforcement Commission Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says members of the public may wish to note that Mr. Dally Solungu has not been summoned or interviewed by the commission in the period mentioned by Nkandu Luo. Mr. Tamba says the commission refutes Luo's claims as they are contemptuous, malicious, and misleading to the nation. He says, on the other hand, contrary to information peddled by some unscrupulous people, the common clarifies that passports for Dally Solungu, Chie Solungu, Tasila Lungu, and the former First Lady Esther Lungu were never seized as a bond condition. The commission has since had occasion to interact with Dally Solungu's lawyer, who has categorically distanced himself from Nkandu Luo's claims. Mwansabombwe District has conducted a joint monitoring exercise of the 2025 CDF-funded projects across six wards in the district in a bid to ensure transparency and quality delivery. Speaking in a statement, Mwansabombwe Town Council Acting Public Relations Officer Josephine Kabaso says the monitoring exercise that took place in Mununshi, Salanga, Katotoma, Kazembe, Mukamba and Mbereshi wards and focused on key community development projects, including the construction of water reticulation systems, maternity annexes, market shelters, ablution blocks, and a 1x3 classroom block. She says the monitoring team expressed satisfaction with the overall progress of the projects, although emphasized the need for contractors to meet deadlines and maintain high standards. They also encourage local communities to take ownership of the infrastructure once completed to ensure sustainability. Meanwhile, District Commissioner Ivon Passa says the Constituency Development Fund is not just about projects, it is about transforming lives and giving dignity to the communities. Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Lusaka City Council has noted with concern the increased disregard for the council guidelines and the laws of Zambia by some residents, particularly street vendors. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mwamba says despite the council's efforts to sensitize the vendors on the importance of operating within the designated areas, many have continued to disobey the regulations. She says a total of 721 street vendors were arrested for violating the laws in the first 5 months of 2025, where 76 vendors appeared before the fast-track court and were subsequently fined.
Lusaka City Council is concerned about the increase in disregard for the council guidelines and the laws of Zambia by some residents, especially street vendors, despite efforts to sensitize them on the importance of operating within the designated areas. Many have continued to flaunt the regulations. In the first 5 months of 2025, a total of 721 street vendors were arrested for violating the laws. Out of these, 76 vendors appeared before the fast-track court and were subsequently fined. The Lusaka City Council urges all residents to respect and adhere to the laws governing the city.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended a total of 65 persons for various immigration-related offences and removing 40 illegal immigrants from the country on Tuesday, 10th June 2025 through coordinated operations across the country. In a statement, Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says in Muchinga Province, Officers from the Muyombe Immigration Office detained 10 Congolese adults for illegal entry after they were intercepted at Katanga checkpoint. In Central Province, the Chibombo Immigration Office conducted an operation in Chilo, Chabalenje, that led to the apprehension of 8 foreign nationals, 4 Burundians, 2 Congolese, 1 Rwandanese and 1 Tanzanian, aged between 20 and 36. At the Mwami one-stop border post in Eastern Province, officers apprehended 10 Malawian nationals, all males aged between 19 and 35, for illegal entry.
Of immigration laws, apprehending a total of 65 persons for various immigration-related offences and removing 40 illegal immigrants from the country on Tuesday, 10th June 2025, through coordinated operations across the country. In Muchinga Province, officers from the Muyombe Immigration Office detained 10 Congolese adults for illegal entry after they were intercepted at Katanga checkpoint. The individuals, who were accompanied by 15 Congolese juveniles, were found using laissez-passer, which are temporary travel documents that restrict movement to within a specific radius. In their case, the Copperbelt province, the group had just been refused entry into Malawi by Malawian authorities for failing to meet entry requirements. They are currently in custody pending further immigration formalities. In Central Province, the Chibombo Immigration Office conducted an
Citizens First Party has bemoaned the increased number of complaints arising from Lumezi constituency regarding the forthcoming parliamentary by-elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Citizens First Party deputy spokesperson Danton Njovu says it is alleged that United Party for National Development UPND cadres are grabbing voters' cards and national registration cards from would-be voters ahead of the 26th June by-elections. Mr. Njovu says the party has received complaints from over 110 polling stations in Lumezi, suggesting that the ruling party cadres are engaging the criminal act of taking away citizens' right to vote. He says the Citizens First Party has taken a sober approach of reporting the matter to the police and has also called upon the Electoral Commission of Zambia to take matters seriously and deal with erring parties in the matter.
Reports indicate that the UPND in Lumezi has continued to grab voters' cards as well as NRCs from the would-be participants for the election of MP on the 26th of June. Now, grabbing voters' cards from people as well as NRC is a very serious crime. It's a very serious criminal offense. It's a very serious violation of the basic Electoral Act. It is disheartening that those who are in power are the ones who are in the forefront of abrogating basic principles of democracy, taking away the rights of the voters in Lumezi.
UPND Presidential Support Media Director Frank Walia has pleaded with former President Edgar Lungu's family and the Patriotic Front PF leadership to have the former president's remains brought to Zambia so that he can be laid to rest. Speaking during the press briefing, Father Walia says Lungu's funeral is one of the biggest scandal in the history of the country due to the confusion surrounding the former president's death. Mr. Walia has also observed that some individuals want to take advantage of Lungu's funeral to gain political mileage as well as de-campaign current president Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the 2026 elections. He has also emphasized that Zambians should be allowed to mourn Lungu in a dignified manner and should be spared from the drama being perpetrated by the opposition.
We urge family of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, senior members of the Patriotic Front, to do the right thing so that President Lungu's mortal remains can be brought back to Zambia, the country loved, the country that he led as president, the highest office in the land for 7 years, the country where you find people that truly love him, people that worked with him, family where the country where his family resides.
We now take a break to stay with us.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, or if the question is